Mike. I'm going to talk about current and future status of strawberry production in the Mid-South. And I don't know if you notice a trend, but the yields keep going down, and I think we bottomed out when we get to my talk. So,
anyway, I'm covering the states of Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. And it's a region with multiple climates, including hot and humid, hot and dry, rainy, windy, and pH ranges from 6.0 to about a little bit lower than that in some spots, but up to 8.0 or even up to 8.3 where I'm at. So we've got a pretty wide range. We do have some coastal berries. In Louisiana, let's see, where's the pointer? Okay. Louisiana, I believe the production's down around this way. And it was very, very difficult to find some stats on these states, even in Texas. So some of my acreages would be best guess, and some of my production would be best guess. And some of the data I found at some IPM regional centers, but they may be 10 years old. So a lot of the information may be a little bit old. All right. So historically, prior to World War II, and this is some data according to Kurt, in Arkansas had over 40,000 acres of strawberries. Okay, so this region may have had over 50 to 60,000 acres of strawberries at one point. Now we're down, and I'll show you a slide, but we're down much lower than that. And again, finding new data in strawberry production is very, very tough, obviously because of the production has shifted to California and Florida. My best guess estimates, talking to some of the specialists, and some of the specialists I talked to said basically, I don't know. So one report said Louisiana had anywhere from 300 to 400 acres. Texas, I know we've got about 200 acres. Most of it's down in the Poteet area, south of San Antonio. Arkansas, about 175 acres. Oklahoma, best guess was from one specialist, was about 65 acres. New Mexico, I think 50 acres is pretty high guess. Okay, some of that production would be up in the mountainous area up here in the northern climate. Pretty much all states, it's pretty much you pick local fresh markets. From my best guess, the only one that I know of in Texas, we do have some processing with some of the growers that are producing for HEB, which is a local supermarket, and they process these for ice cream, for their ice cream. And that's about 15%, so pretty much small farms. In Arkansas, annual plastic culture, drip irrigation, hand planted. I noticed that most of these acreages are still hand planted. I know in Texas they will punch holes with machine, but they will still go in and hand transplant each hole. So I believe that's the case for most of these. Though we did see in the film yesterday, I think in Arkansas they were transplanting with the water wheel. New Mexico the same, annual plastic. So pretty much 100% annual plastic. Now I know from Texas, our largest grower retired about 3 or 4 years ago, and he was still furrow irrigating his land, no plastic, but you go to his fields and it was amazing, there wasn't a single weed there, and he was able to keep his crew there throughout the year by keeping them hand weeding his field. So he once he retired, we're 100% plastic now. Here are some of the cultivars. Again, it's pretty tough to say. Cardinal, Camarosa, Chandler. Those are pretty popular, I think, in the Mid-South region. Louisiana, Camarosa, Camino Real. New Mexico, Mesabi and Cavendish were ones that they mentioned in their report in 2012. Oklahoma, big long list, so I would hate to guess which one was the most popular variety there. In Texas, for processing, they're using Albion. They still grow some Chandler. Camino Real up in my area in Camarosa, and also some Sweet Charlie are some of the varieties that are grown. Again, our current trends are trying to increase local farm production, increasing both the size and the number of acres. For example, in Texas, I went to a strawberry meeting last month. Actually, it was this month, 2 weeks ago. And we had an increase. This is down in the Poteet area where they have an annual, the Texas or the Poteet Strawberry Festival. And it's where all the growers come in. It's a huge festival, brings in about 10,000 people. And they can't grow enough strawberries, so they have to import them from California or other places. So they are trying to increase their number of growers and their number of acreage down there. And at the meeting, we had a 20 to 25% increase in the number of growers who are, this year, are going to try growing. Okay. And as you know, you just can't throw strawberries out there and just let them grow. They take a lot of work. So we're going down there to help out with a lot of training. The Strawberry Festival has actually purchased a tractor and a mulch layer to help out the grower so that everything will be pretty much, and they have a dedicated driver who is pretty much doing all the 150 acres down there. We do have some small acreage and high and low tunnel for crop production, especially thanks for the NRCS grants. And we continue to do trials to compare inside and outside high tunnels and also looking at more varieties that can tolerate our heat and humidity. Hydroponics. This is a grower near south of Dallas, and he's got about close to 5 acres on hydroponics. He's still kind of getting the kinks worked out. How much? 5 minutes? Oh, I won't even need that. And then also some soil-based production. I've tried some in some hydrostacker strawberries, but I just did not get the yields. I wasn't really pleased with the flavor either. I don't know, just something coming out of the soil just seems to me, I think the customers like it much better as well. Current trends in our area, I think plastic mulch and drip irrigation, we need to work more on nutrition as well as irrigation. There is an increase in organic production. We have seen that. We've got a grant with SARE for a 3-year project looking at more pest management tools, looking at some commercially available biopesticides for control and organic production, because a lot of our new growers want to grow organically. I wish they would try to grow conventionally first and then go to organic because it's a lot tougher, but I can't really tell them what to do. So, and there's a need to increase our cultivar trials. We're doing that this year as well, and we try to get as many cultivars out with our growers just to try a little bit here and there just to keep their minds at ease that there's new varieties coming out. So this is just an example of some of the one of the biopesticides that we're looking at. This is Rhizoctonia in one of my high tunnels. We are seeing, this is a bacillus product. We are seeing some low numbers on, or some control of Rhizoctonia, or decent control. And Regalia, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's a root, an extract of, I forgot what it was. But anyways, it's a plant extract. I know I'll remember that right after I'm finished. All right. Strawberry research trial again. We need to increase our regional research and demonstration trials and field trials, along with private, federal, and state funding, help to increase our opportunities for our small acreage growers. Because pretty much, from what I know, our largest grower is about 35 acres, and everything else is probably less than 5, maybe 1 acre, and even down to several thousand plants. So future strawberry production, based on what I've seen and read, small farm strawberry production will continue to increase in the region, but it's going to take small, mini steps. And I'd really like to thank Kurt and the National Sustainable Strawberry Initiative, because that's really, in Texas anyways, that's really helped us increase our production and increase the number of growers and got a lot of people interested in it, including consumers. They really want some local strawberries. High tunnel and greenhouse production will increase. Critical needs for conducting more research and also a need to evaluate more tolerant strawberries to our mid-south climates. And of course, the whole reason right here is for, you know, hopefully we'll continue to get more people interested in eating strawberries, and when they taste our local strawberries, they love them. And so that's the whole point of growing strawberries. All right. Thank you.